The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, everyone, and good day. And I think most every time I sit down to meditate, I feel lucky. I feel fortunate to be able to enter into this very rich world of, maybe I can say, of health, that meditation is often associated with calm and peace. But part of the function of relaxing and becoming calm is not for the purpose of calm, but it has other purposes. And one of the purposes is to allow our psychophysical system, our body and mind, our hearts, to reorganize and to come into a kind of healthiness, a kind of wholeness, a kind of harmonious working when it's not being interfered with by our attachments, our fears, our projections, our fantasies, and to come to this very kind of a radical simplicity of mind where we're learning to leave our system alone in a wise way. And what makes it wise is a number of things, but one is we really understand well how we interfere, how we get entangled, caught up. And it's a phenomenal process because even if a person is physically sick and maybe even dying, there's a way in which to have learned how to get out of one's own way, there can be a radical feeling of healthiness, wholeness, or harmony that gathers together, that settles here, that is independent in a certain way of being sick or even dying. I've known people who have been phenomenally healed spiritually, psychologically, as they die, but they were not healed from the illness that they were dying with. So this idea of sitting then to get out of the way, but also to allow this rich, valuable thing that this system we have, to make space for it, to allow for it to, you know, move through us, to settle, to reorganize, come to all the puzzle pieces of our life can come together, click together, and make a whole puzzle that can't be if we're spinning and juggling all the puzzle pieces. So to stop spinning, stop juggling, stop running, stop pulling away, and just to be here and make room for this self-organizing, self-healing, self-whole-making, W-H-O-L-E, whole-making, that meditation can become. So to assume an upright meditation posture, and upright is very subjective. So each of you, even if you're laying down, to be there in a way that feels psychologically upright, like, here I am. And sometimes before letting go of attachments and before relaxing, it's good to, when we sit down and assume the posture, to do so definitively, to do so in clearly inhabiting the space in which we're in, even if it's just the space that the body fills, as if we have a right to be here, as if there is a dignity and worthiness, self-respect, a definitive feeling of, yes, I am here, and it's okay to be here, without any movement of diminishing oneself, devaluing oneself, and to begin with this definitiveness here. And that can be done with this posture, taking an upright posture. And to begin a process of relaxing and harmonizing with yourself, you might begin by taking a, lowering your gaze. If you're looking at the screen, maybe no longer looking at the screen, but rather letting your eyes go down 45 degrees. So the gaze is soft, relaxed, maybe unfocused, with nothing in particular you're looking at. And then gently closing your eyes. And sometimes taking these three or four deeper breaths at the beginning can also be a kind of definitiveness that, yes, here I am, and it's appropriate I'm here, it's okay. This is my place to inhabit this life. No diminishment of our value. Breathing in deeply. And as you exhale, to let go into this kind of self-respect, a definitiveness of being here. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And as you exhale, relax your body. Not a giving up, but a settling in to being completely here, in this body, bringing things into harmony or allowing the puzzle pieces to come together. Relaxing the belly. Relaxing the chest. Relaxing the shoulders. And as you exhale, softening the face. The face that carries so much of our emotions, so much of our concerns and our responses to the world. Giving it a chance to rest, to relax. And then in the mind, relaxing any tension or pressure, contraction in the thinking muscle that's associated with thinking. Allowing your thinking to become quieter, softer, gentler, maybe even slower. And then to settle into the body breathing. And when you begin to exhale, a little small attitude of allowing the exhale to unfold. As you inhale begins, allow it to appear. Allow the inhale to get bigger. It is not so much that you are directing your it isn't so much that you're directing your attention to the breathing as it is that you're allowing the breathing to arrive into awareness. You're allowing breathing to occur. And if it's possible, maybe that feeling of allowing can be from the whole body. The whole body allows for the inhale and the exhale. The whole body allows the inhale. The sensations of inhaling, they can move throughout the torso. Freely. The whole body allows for the exhale. And staying connected to breathing. Letting the breathing stay connected to you. In this generous, open allowing for whatever wants to reorganize or heal, come together. The allowing is a kind of getting out of the way. So the self-organizing, self-healing capacity within us can slowly unfold and find its way. letting go of your thoughts so that there's space for your body and heart and mind to come into harmony, or at least to begin that process. Letting go of your thoughts and allowing the body to be, allowing the heart to be. and coming to the end of the sitting, to once again feel yourself here in this body definitively, without apology, without diminishing yourself, without puffing yourself up, or without conceit, but really here, definitively present, alive, breathing, so there can be clarity that here is a person who can offer goodwill to others. Here there's someone substantial, caring, who can turn their attention outward into the world and be present definitively with kindness, generosity, compassion, love, so that the goodwill, the love, the care, generosity itself becomes more definitive, more embodied. It's clearer that it's here. And to consider how, coming out of meditation, you might be able to meet the world with greater goodwill, greater friendliness. And for the people that you'll encounter in the next 24 hours, may you meet them with a generosity of heart, goodwill, spreading your goodwill out into the world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may we contribute to that possibility.